over in the practical court. A large value of Kf is indicating that we will form a very stable complex readily. A solubility product is used to tell you how insoluble or soluble a compound is. So a large value for the solubility product would indicate that that's a soluble compound. In the case here, we're looking at silver chloride dissociating to form silver plus and chloride. The solubility product is 10 to the minus 10. It is an extremely small number. It's saying that there's 10 to the minus 10 in our expression of silver plus multiplied by chloride. If we have any more than 10 to the minus 10 in solution, we will then precipitate out that material. So in this case here, if we've got a measured concentration in solution of 10 to the minus 3 moles per litre of silver plus, and a measured concentration of 10 to the minus 4 mole per litre chloride, if we check the product of that to 10 to the minus 7 and compare it with the solubility product, if this exceeds 10 to the minus 10, the material precipitates. So clearly 10 to the minus 7 is much larger than 10 to the minus 10, so with the measured concentration, silver chloride would precipitate out of solution. So that's the sort of concept that you'll be examining in the practical.